thing, the Anabakoa. Anabakoa, Gedula Chimincha, Sati, Terura, Alephet Gimel Yutap Sati, Tabel Rinat, Amcha Sagbenu, Laharein, Nora, Ufreshayan, Sintet Nun, Nagibor, Dorshe Yehudcha, Kivavat, Shamren, Nun Gimel Dalet, Yudkav Shin, Archem Tacharem, Rachame Sidkarcha, Ta'id Kamre.
Has joined.
Bet Ted Reish, Tzadi Taf Gimel. Hasim Kadosh, Berov Tuvcha, Na'el Adata. Bet Kuf Bet, Ted Nunayan. Achid Ge'e, Lamcha Pene, Zokre Kedushata, Yud Gimel Lamed, He Zayin Ku. Shavatenu Kabel, Ushmatzi Akatenu, Yodea Talumo, Shin Kufav, Zadiyud Taf. We have brought the energy of creation into our space. We will now separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of this creation, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohewahe, Adonai Yohewahe, El Rahum V'chanun, Erech Paim. V'rav chesed ve'emet, notzer chesed la'alavim, noseawon wa'pesha, v'chata'av v'nakei. We will now connect to the energy of certainty, utilizing a verse from the Parsha of Yitro, from the Sulam commentary on the Zohar, known as Pasuk 29. We'll start with L'Shem Yehud. L'Shem Yehud Kutsha Barichu Ishkin Tei Bid Kilu Urchimud Kilu Kilu Urchimud Le'achda L'Shem Yud Hei B'Vav Hei V'Yehuda Shalim B'Shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La'asok Torah Mitzvah Vayhino amadunai Eloheinu aleinu maase yadeinu konanei aleinu maase yadeinu konaneihu. Pasuk 29. Rabbi Abba amar beka amatar tane nandekucha barichu koma deaved leela witata kolaihu kishot biovada dikshot. Belayed la mila bialma divaye barnash Uda ya leya mine ya ulanaka Eya kalana dehakulu obada Dikshot inun wikola itzri bialma. The energy of this current year, the year 5780, as a revealed energy of compensation and a concealed energy of Shefa. And the way we connect, reveal the Shefa and connect it to the compensation is by studying a verse from the Tanakh that connects to both energies. Today we will study Exodus chapter 31. Excuse me, chapter 9, verse 31. Wahab ishtu Avaha sora dukata ki hasora aviva pishta evil. The energy of the year 5774 is peace in the Middle East. We study one verse from the Tanakh. It connects to this energy. It's 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Lisamti makom leami lebrael untati vishakan kata willow yergaz od willow yosifu vene avlala anoto taasher barishona. Will now connect to the 72 names of God by speaking each letter out loud in it with its root vowel in sequence. Wahe wayo layo sayo te ala me mehe shi la la he aka aka he ta. Hezayo alada la awa he heya yoza la me be he he re yo he kome la awa kala yo la wa wa pe he la nu la ha yo 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 me la he 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 wa nu ta he he a yo re ta shi a he. Reo yo wa wa me la ka be wa shi re yo he wa la he he ka wa ko me nu da anu yo he a me re he a yo yo za he 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 me yo ka wa wa la yo la he sa a la re yo a shi la me yo he. Wa he wa da nu yo he he shi ya me me nu nu wa nu yo ta me be he pe wa yo nu me me yo yo la he re he me ta re wa me be yo he he a nu wa me he yo ta me be me nu ko a yo a he be wa re a he yo be me he yo yo me wa me. We will now connect to the 72 names that were revealed by the Tzaddikim, utilizing the same tool. Wa 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 yo 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 sa be te a ame me be shi la yo he anu a ka me ta he he yo anu da la he wa he me a yo ta la me re he he yo yo he me me. La wa wa ka be yo la yo wa pe du la nu me ha yo pe yo me nu he 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 wa nu yo he he shi a yo re ta shi a he re la yo a wa me la yo be wa he re yo yo wa la he he ka wa ko me nu da. Anu yo he wa me re he a yo he za he shi he me kaka wa wa la yo yo he a la re yo a la me ta he wa he wa da la yo he yo shi he a la me nu he a nu wa ta me la he pe a yo nu ko me yo re la he be he he ta re. Ahe be yo ahe ala wa me za yo. Ahe be me kako ala ahe he wa. Re la yo he yo yo me he la yo me he me. Tzaddikim who chose to leave this day, the 20th day of Tammuz, Rabbi Nosson Nota from Hanover, Rabbi Abraham Yitzchak Bloch, Rabbi Abraham Chaim Noah, and Rabbi Chaim Shaul Kerolitz. The Tzaddikim who will leave this night, who chose to leave the 21st of Tammuz, which starts at sundown tonight, Rabbi Shlomo Machlama and Rabbi Abraham Matisyahu and Rabbi Menachem Nochum Friedman of Shetfanish. Our class today, let me say the eighth verse of the Anna B'Koach is with all of you in a whisper. Class today can be found on the Unique Astrological Times landing page. You'll find that underneath the two pictures on the right of every Yeshem webpage. When you open up the Unique Astrological Times landing page, please scroll down to the section titled The 3-Week Period. And within that section, the second link is a continuation of what we did 2 weeks ago. But before we start, let us make the connection to the meditations for the 3-week period. Yud Hey Vav Hey will go one letter to the right and become Tet Dalid Hey Dalid. Then one letter to the left and becomes Kaf Vav Zion Vav. And then one letter with the Atbash letter substitution becomes Mem Tzadi Pe Tzadi. And these three names, Tet Dalet Hey Dalet, Kaf Bav Zion Bav, and Mem Tzadi Pe Tzadi, the gematria adds up to 361, which is the letter Shin, 360. Plus a kolel. So we have created one letter shin. The fourth meditation is the word serah, which translates as troubles or chaos. And we need to rearrange those letters so it becomes retzeh, which is opportunities, desires. By rearranging the letters, we connect to a gematria of 295. And when we add the name of God, Adonai, Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, with its gematria of 65, we create another shin, because 295 plus 65 is 360. So we have created two shins, which connects us to the phrase, Sim Shalom. And the gematria of the word Sim Shalom is 726. And so we are connecting to the two shins totaling 720, plus one for each of the six names of God. That's Hashem, Yud Hey Vav Hey, Elohim, Adonai, Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, Tet Dalet Hey Dalet, Kaf Bav Zion Bav, and Mem Tzadi Pe Tzadi. So these six names of God, we add one for each, representing the Kolel, connecting each one to the spiritual worlds. And we have 720 plus one for each of the six names is 726. And when we connect to 726, we connect to the phrase Sim Shalom, which provides the energy and the connection to us to inject the consciousness of peace and serenity into this period, this period of the 3 weeks. We will now start our class with a L'shem Yehud, followed by the reading of a essay by Rabbi Bar Sadak, which is on the handout. L'shem Yehud, Kudsha Baruch Hu, Ishkin Tei, Bidkilu, Urchimu, Udkilu, Udkilu, Urchimu, Le'akta, L'shem, Yud-Hei, Bo-Vav-Hei, V'Yehuda, Shalim, B'Shem, Kol Yisrael, Limud Torah Mitzvah, Asok Torah Mitzvah, Vayehino Amadonai Eloheinu Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Konenei Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Konenei. This essay by Rabbi Bar Sadak is titled Mystical Insight. From the 17th day of the Hebrew month of Tammuz until the 9th day of the following month of Av is a period of national mourning for the Jewish people. Five devastating things that affected all of Israel occurred on the 17th day of Tammuz. Five catastrophic events that affected all of Israel occurred on Tisha B'Av, the 9th day of Av. So we have these 10 catastrophic events. On the 17th of Tammuz, Moshe Rabbeinu descended from Mount Sinai after receiving the tablets of the mitzvot. On that day, the people were worshiping the golden calf. Moshe shattered the tablets. The ones that replaced them were not the same as the first. The first tablets contained a higher form of the Esser Dibrot, rather than those revealed on the second tablet. With the giving of the Torah, we were supposed to have entered the Messianic Age. Moshe was supposed to have been the Mashiach. Yet we lost this marvelous opportunity. We were thwarted as we were centuries earlier in the Garden of Eden. Years later, other horrible events occurred exactly on this day. Prior to the destruction of the Holy Temple by the Babylonians, the ancestors of today's Iraq, the continual offering which maintained the balance between heaven and earth ceased on this day. Why? Because we ran out of lambs. Their siege had stopped the importation into the city of Jerusalem of lambs. On this day, the 17th of Tammuz, years later, during the period of the Greek occupation, a pagan authority destroyed the oldest and most authoritative scroll of the Torah. On this day, that same Greek pagan then proceeded to place a pagan image in the Holy Temple. On this day, years later, in their conquest of Israel and the genocide of her people, the walls of Jerusalem were breached. The 17th of Tammuz, therefore, has become a day of fasting from sunrise to sunset. Every adult Jew, except nursing mothers and the ill, are to fast, neither eating nor drinking, to commemorate all that we have lost on this day. 3 weeks later, on the 9th of, even greater catastrophic events occurred. When Moshe Rabbeinu sent out spies to the Promised Land, they came back and brought a bad report, filling the hearts of the people with fear. The entire nation mourned their fate and wanted to return to Egypt, This happened on Tisha B'Av. Years later, both the first and second temples were destroyed on this day. Years later, the Roman occupiers destroyed the final Jewish stronghold against them and murdered the entire population of the city, which numbered close to 100,000 innocent men, women, and children. This horror happened on Tisha B'Av. 1 year later to the day, the Roman Nazi emperor decreed that a pagan temple be established on the Holy Temple Mount. Tisha B'Av, therefore, is the day of national mourning for the entire Jewish people. All fast for a full 25 hours on this day. Also forbidden are bathing, adorning marrow, adorning oneself, marital intimacy, the wearing of leather shoes, and the study of Torah. There are numerous laws regarding the proper preparations and observances of the Tisha B'Av fast, and one should consult one's local Orthodox rabbi for a full and proper instruction regarding these laws in accordance to one's communal origins. Or if one is not following the Orthodox customs, consult the rabbi of your choice. The history of this time speaks for itself about the tragedies that occurred therein. Yet we must ask, why did so many bad things happen all during the same time of the year and exactly on the same dates? As intelligent adults, we recognize that there is far more than a coincidence here. In order to understand the why of the 3 weeks, we must delve into the mysticism of the Torah. The secrets of time are revealed within Torah mysticism. They will provide for us the necessary insights to understand why all these terrible things happened and continue to happen in Tammuz and in Av. One final horrible event was in a recent history. The final solution paper directions was created and signed into law in the Nazi Empire by Adolf Eichmann on Tisha B'Av. Continuing to read. As is known, each month of the year is dominated by an astrological influence, and this was ordained by Hashem. Insights into astrology help us to understand the mechanics of the universe. Yet Hashem created more than mere astrological influences. Over each month of the year and over each day of the month, there is also the influence of the Sephirot. Aside from the Sephirot, each day and month also are influenced by one of the four elements, fire, air, water, and earth. The month of Tammuz is under the astrological sign of Sartan, which is Cancer. This is itself insignificant until we recognize that Sartan is a water sign. In other words, the element of water, which represents divine mercy, is the dominant influence for this month. The month of Av, which is Aryeh, Leo, is under the influence of fire, the element that manifests God's severity. Two other times in the calendar do water signs precede the fire signs. In those cases, great things have happened to the Jewish people. Adar is followed by Nisan, our times of joy filled with holidays that celebrate redemption. Cheshvan is the month when the third temple is destined to be dedicated. Kislev celebrates the rededication of the temple with Hanukkah. Yet Yet with Tammuz and Av, instead of joy, we have sorrow. The reason for this is because just as the Sephirot, the elements and the stars, influence time, so more so does human behavior influence it. All things in creation have two sides to them, a side of good and a side of evil. This is based on the verses in Kohelet, made famous by the 60s rock and roll song, "Turn, turn, turn." There is a time to be born and a time to die, a time to kill and a time to heal. Each of these times is explained by the Sefer Yetzirah as being related to the individual months of the year. These times are the forces underlying astrological influences. In addition, the days of the month express Sephirotic influence. A month is made up of 4 weeks, each of 7 days. Each one of the 4 weeks of the month manifests one of the letters of God's holy name, Yud-Heh-Vav-Keh. The 4 letters of God's name also correspond to the Sephirot. The Yud corresponds to Chokmah and the first week of the month. The He corresponds to Bina and the second week of the month. The Vav corresponds to the 6 Sephirot, with Tiferet at their center, and corresponds to the 3rd week of the month. The final He corresponds to Malchut and the 4th week of the month. The 7 days of the week correspond to the 7 lower Sephirot. Day 1 is Sunday, corresponding to Chesed. Day 2 is Monday, corresponding to Givurah. Day 3 is Tuesday, corresponding to Tiferet. Day 4 is Wednesday, corresponding to Netzach. Day 5 is Thursday, corresponding to Hod. Day 6 corresponds, it's Friday, and it corresponds to Yesod. And day 7 is Shabbat, corresponding to Malchut. The 17th day of the month, therefore, is the 3rd day of the 3rd week. The 3rd week corresponds to Vav, which is Tiferet, and the 3rd day of the week corresponds also to Tiferet. Thus it was on the day of the Tiferet of the week of Tiferet, under the influence of God's mercy, which is Tammuz, that Moshe brought down the tablets of the mitzvot to the Jewish people. This was the most appropriate time, for the Torah itself emanates from Tiferet. What better time to receive the Torah of Tiferet than on the day and week of Tiferet? Yet instead, this day became a holiday. Yet instead of this day becoming a holiday, it became a day of mourning. Tiferet corresponds to the heart. Yet Tiferet is also the Sephirah of divine justice. Justice turns in 2 ways. It exonerates the innocent, but it also punishes the guilty. The hearts of Israel were led astray by the sin of the golden calf. In this case, the people were indeed guilty. They had blemished the supernal Tiferet. From that day of Tiferet onward, the supernal Tiferet was blemished. Until the hearts of the collective Jewish people are purified, the supernal Tiferet will never be able to shine its balanced light of divine justice. Because of their being unrepentant, collective Israel therefore receives their judgment on the day that they blemished, the source of judgment. The 9th day of the month is the 2nd day of the 2nd week. This corresponds to the Givurah of Bina. Bina is the supernal mother. She is the source of all divine severity and punishment. The 9th day of Av augments this severity by being a month influenced by fire, the symbol of divine severity. Thus, the ninth of Av is a sign of multiple severities. The children of Israel cried out to God because of their fear to move forward to conquer the promised land. The nature of the divine severity of that day flared against them. On this day, instead of blemishing the Tiferet, justice, heart, they blemished an even higher place. On the ninth of Av, the children of Israel blemished the source of severity and caused it to become imbalanced against them. On the 17th of Tammuz, which blemished the heart, the ninth of Av blemished the Sephirah of Bina, which is the mind, specifically that aspect of mind that connects with the heart. The mind-heart connection between the 17th of Tammuz and the 9th of Av is also seen in that there are 21 days between them. 21 is the numerical value of the holy name Echiyeh, Aleph Hei Yud Hei, the name that corresponds to the Mohin of Bina, the realm of the mind. Thus, on the 17th of Tammuz, Israel blemished the supernal heart, Tiferet, and 21 days later on the calendar, they blemished the supernal mind, Bina. There are yet other aspects to this blemish. The months of the year also correspond to the various spiritual aspects within the two Sephirotic faces, the Partsufim formed by the lower seven Sephirot. The two Sephirotic faces formed by the lower seven Sephirot are Zeranpin and the Shekhinah, the Nukva. The entire year is split between their influence. The six spring and summer months are influenced by the female Partsuf, the Nukva, the Shekhinah. The six fall and winter months are influenced by the male Partsuf, Zeranpin. Israel embodies the presence of the Shekhinah. Thus, when they sinned before God, they blemished all the months under the dominion of the Shekhinah. Tammuz and Av correspond to the Sephirot of Netzach and Hod of the Shekhinah. Netzach and Hod are the manifestations of the justice of Tiferet. Therefore, when Tiferet was imbalanced, so were its manifestations. Netzach and Hod are also the two Sephirot from which comes forth the spirit of prophecy. When the people of Israel blemish the Tiferet in Tammuz and Bina in the Av, they thus caused the Netzach and Hod to be disconnected from them. This caused the loss of the spirit of prophecy. The months of Tammuz and Av also correspond to the two eyes of the Shekhinah. When Israel sinned, it is as if the Shekhinah was blinded. Thus we see that by our continued bad behavior, by not being faithful to the covenant of Sinai, we reinforce all the negative aspects in nature to work against the collective Jewish people. The Bein HaMitzarim, the three-week period, is a time of great spiritual severity for the Jewish people. While an individual Jew may be righteous, he or she is still nonetheless a part of the nation and shares the nation's destiny, be it for good or for evil. For during this three-week period, Torah law stipulates for us a specific code of practice. These 3 weeks are not a time for joy. Music should not be listened to. New clothing should not be worn. Marriages are not held at this time. These 3 weeks are a time of national mourning and retrospection, in time for us each to look within, to repair our broken hearts and our faulty minds. In spite of all that we have learned above, These 3 weeks are not a time for us to be mourning over the episodes of the past. Practically speaking, we have enough to mourn over our present. We cannot change the past. We cannot undo what has already been done. We can, however, change the future before it happens. We do this by changing our present. Mourning the past is well and good. However, mourning the present is what is necessary. Changing the present is more than necessary. It is essential. Unless we change our course of action as individual Jews, as a collective nation, renewing our covenant with Hashem and obeying his mitzvot, we will inevitably come to experience new tragedies, chas v'shalom, to mourn during these days. These 3 weeks emanate God's judgment upon the Jewish people. Therefore, be careful during them. During these 3 weeks, Murphy's Law is here most applicable. If anything can go wrong, it will, and at the worst possible time. Personally speaking, I wish to avoid these and any other future problems or sorrows. Therefore, I share with you this material. Yet, we need something from each of you. We need each of you to join with me and us to make a difference, to correct the mistakes of the past by not repeating them in the present or in the future. Mourn the past with all the appropriate halakhic details. For if you do not do this, then you dishonor the past and thus disgrace the Shekhinah. Sins of this nature will bring upon us another Holocaust, shalom. Yet when you fast and mourn, also contemplate well how you may improve yourselves by not only being better Jews, but also better human beings. Centuries ago, a serious lack of action on our parts led to our national destruction. Today, it will only be serious action that will lead to our individual and national survival and salvation. May God bless all those who mourn over the destruction of Jerusalem, to see its rebuilding and the restoration of its former glory, and much more. And may we all say, Amen. There are additional information that we will continue to read. This is so that we recognize what we have lost. It's something that's very hard. 2,500 years ago, having lost the first temple, and 2,000 years ago, having lost the second temple, it is very hard to recognize what we have lost. By recognizing what happened on these days, it is a process of mourning that can be changed. There were five calamitous events that occurred on the 17th of Tammuz. The first tablets of the law were broken. When Moshe descended from the mountain and saw the golden calf and the accompanying dancing, the daily sacrificial offering ceased in the first temple, since the Kohanim no longer found available sheep for the offering. At the time of the destruction of the second temple, the walls of Jerusalem were breached. The posthumous, the wicked, burned the Torah. An idol was placed in the sanctuary, chas v'shalom. At the time of the destruction of the first temple, the walls of Jerusalem were also breached in the month of Tammuz, on the ninth of the month. In order, however, not to burden the community excessively, the rabbis did not designate both days as fast days because of their proximity. They rather designated the commemoration of both events for the 17th of Tammuz, since the destruction of the Second Temple is to us a greater calamity than that of the First Temple. This year, the 17th of Tammuz falls on, well, it fell last week, as you know. The fast starts before dawn and ends after dark. No eating or drinking. There are special services at shul morning and afternoon. The money saved by not eating should go to charity, the time to Torah study and mitzvot performance. Among the five events that occurred on the 17th of Tammuz is the destruction of the city of Jerusalem. It is a day when Gentiles, and figuratively a Gentile lifestyle, go through the wall that surrounded and defended Jerusalem. This concept has a parallel in our lives. The Hebrew name of the city, Jerusalem, is a composite of two Hebrew words, Yirah and Shalem. Combined, they mean complete fear. This is a level of fear that includes within it the totality of our service to Hashem, affecting every aspect of our behavior. Complete fear, as all other aspects of Torah and Mitzvot, must be surrounded by a wall. As our sages said, make a fence around the Torah. In our personal lives, this wall represents the practice of meditation, the acceptance of Hashem's yoke, and the quality of self-annulment. When the wall around Jerusalem is destroyed, it is necessary to institute a fast. Through losing fat and blood, which is the result of the fast, we can correct the fault of lacking a wall. The fast is a mitzvah. By fulfilling the mitzvah, we reestablish our connection with Hashem and make ourselves one with him. There is another lesson to learn from the destruction of the wall around Jerusalem. A wall is intended to separate those inside the city from the influence that exists on the outside. Hence, the wall of Jerusalem separated those who have complete fear from those who lack this quality. There are gates and passageways in the wall, so that no two Jews will be completely separated from each other. The above is true in normal times. However, in times such as these, the concept of the city was destroyed, and the wall of Jerusalem being broken down has a positive connotation as well. That connotation is that we must involve ourselves with other Jews, even those outside the wall, around complete fear, over and beyond the call of duty, using the doors and the passageways. We must show self-sacrifice, not considering any obstacles, and even put our own lives in danger in order to reach out to a Jew who lives outside of Jerusalem, the metaphorical Jerusalem. Someone who seems to be separated from Hashem. And even one who lives outside the holiness of Israel in general. Number three, a kind suffering. The Hebrew word chesed, kindness, loving kindness, has a numerical value of 72. And Kabbalah teaches that the last 72 days of the Hebrew calendar are permeated with chesed, with divine beneficence. This period begins on the 17th day of the Hebrew month of Tammuz. This day is also the first of a 3-week plus 1-day period during which we mourn the destruction of the Holy Temple and the exile of the Jewish nation from Israel in the year 69 of the Common Era. Fasting and severe mourning mark the first and last days of this period, as we respectively commemorate the anniversaries of the breach of Jerusalem's walls and the fall of the Holy Temple. This begs the question, how can a period of such suffering be simultaneously permeated with divine beneficence? The Hebrew word tov, which means good, has a numerical value of 17. The B'nai Yisachar teaches that this good is tied into 17 days of the three-week period. What sort of goodness is connected with these 17 days? It's a hidden one. The Talmud teaches that upon creation of the world, God withheld a large measure of goodness and kept it in store to be revealed when the Mashiach comes. These 17 days may appear negative on the surface, but are in fact fully permeated with divine goodness. Just below the surface lies an intense measure of goodness yet to be revealed. The Talmud teaches that all punishment and suffering are veils drawn by Hashem over kindness that is too powerful to be directly perceived. Yet the psalmist promised that when Mashiach comes, this veil will be removed and we will come to understand the positive import of our nation's suffering. At that time, we will recognize the true character of divine beneficence that characterizes these 17 days. What about the five additional days of the period? These 5 days are in fact not sad at all. They are comprised of 3 days of Shabbat and 1 day of Rosh Chodesh, all which fall during this period. The 5th day is the 9th of Av, which was declared a festival by the prophet Jeremiah because the potential for Mashiach was born on this day. May we merit the immediate unveiling of this goodness, and may these days of mourning be transformed into days of celebration and joy. And may we all say, Amen. Our class is completed, but our class is not completed. Are there any questions for this period of our class? If you return to the three-week period on the unique astrological times handout landing page, in that same section you will find a link to the Tikkun Chatzot ritual, which each afternoon during the three-week period, we make a connection to mourning for the temple, which is a way of elevating away from the mourning of the temple to anticipating the rebuilding of the temple. When you open up the handout, we will say the last line on page 3. And immediately go into page 4. Page 4 consists of the vidui, the confession. We say the confession in plurals. It's not my sin, it's our sin. I may not have done an individual sin that I am saying. I may not have committed adultery. I may not have committed theft. But someone in the Jewish world has. And so we say a communal confession. It's also important to understand that we say the confession, the Vidui, once a day. Those people who connect and say the nighttime Shema have the Vidui within the nighttime Shema. But not everyone says the nighttime Shema. And so we are saying the confession tonight with the nighttime Shema, if we do so, or today for saying the confession for those who may not be aware that they need to say the nighttime Shema. La shum la vele tzion latet lachem pe'er tachat efer. Eloheinu Elohei avoteinu tavo lefanecha tefilateinu ve'al titalam. Mitchinatenu she'enanu azefanim u'ksheoref lomar lefanecha Adonai yohewahe adanu yo yoahe dawanu heyo Eloheinu ve'lohe avotenu Tzadikim anachnu, v'lo chatanu, aval anachnu, v'avoteinu chatanu. Please rise. Ashamnu, bagadnu, gazalnu, dibarnu, dofi. Shanu zadnu chamasnu kapalnu yatsnu rakizavnu latsnu mirarnu diatsnu sararnu avinu pashanu tsararnu ishinu Rashanu shikatnu, tavnu ta'inu, titanu sarnu mimitzvotecha, umimishpatecha hatovim, velo shawalanu, v'ata tzadik al kol haba, aleinu ki emet. Asita v'anachnu irshanu. Ma nomar lefanecha shoken shehakim. Alu kol ha'v'haniglot ata yodea. Ata yodea raze olam. V'ta'alu motzi trei kol chai, ata hofes kol hadrei, v'atem uvohem. K'la'od v'alev ein davar, ne'alam mimach v'ein nistar me'neged idecha. Uvechen yehiraton milfanecha Adonai yohewahe adanu yo Yoahe dawanu heyo Eloheinu Elohe avoteinu Shetrachem aleinu Utim cholanu al kol hatoteinu Utkaper lanu alko Abo no te nu, betim ho betis lach la nu, al ko peshae nu. Please note that the first word of this last parasha, uvachein, has a gematria of 78, representing Hashem's name of 26 on the right column, his name on the left column, and his name in control of the central column. 3 times 26 is 78. And also please note that the last three letters of the word uvachein has a gematria of 72, which connects to the 72 names of God, 72 attributes that helps us overcome our own negative attributes and take control of the physical world. We're starting to read on page 5. Al necharot bavel, sham yashavnu, gam bakinu, bezachreinu et zion al aravim, betokat alinu, kino roteinu, kisham she'elunu, shoveinu divreishir. Betolalenu, Simcha shiru lanu mishir tiyom, Eich nashir et shir Adonai yohe wahe adanu yo, yohe dawanu heyo, al admat nekar, imeshkachech, Yerushalayim, Ishkach Yemini, Tidbach Lashoni, Lachiki, Im Lo Eskereki, Im Lo Aale Et Yerushalayim, Al Rosh Shem Chati, Zechor Adonai Yohe Wahe Adanu Yo, Yoahe dawanu heyo, leave me Edom et yom Yerushalayim. Aomrim maru aru ad hayesod ba, bat bavel hashtuda ashrei sheshalem lach et gibulech. Gamalt lanu Ashrei sheyohez Benipetz et olalai El hasala. Now for Psalm 79. Mizmor le'asaf Elohim ba'u Noim Nachalatecha Timu et Hekol Kadshecha Samu et Yerushalayim Leim Nadu et Niblat Avadecha Makal Leof Hashamayim Basar Hasidecha Lechai to aretz shavku damam kamayim. Tevivod Yerushalayim. V'en kover hayinu herpa lilishkeinu. Lagwakales lisbivotenu. Adma Adonai yohe wahe. Adanu yo, yoahe dawanu heyo, ke'enaf lanetzah hivar kemo, eshkinatecha, shafa, amatcha el hagoim, asher lo yedauka, v'almam lachod Asher Gashim Ba Lo Karau. Yaakov et Yaakov et Navehu Eshamu Al Tizkar Lanu Avonot Rishonim Maher Yikadmunu Rachamecha Kidalonu Meod Azreinu Elohei Yishenu Al Devar Kevot Shemecha V'Hatzilenu V'Kaper Al Hatoteinu Lema'an Shemecha Lama Yomru Hagoyim Ayeh Eloheihem Yivada Bagoyim Le'eneinu Nikbatam Avadecha Ashapuch Tavo Lefanecha En Kat Asir Kegodel Zeroacha Hoter B'nei Temuta V'hashev Lishkeneinu Shivatayim El Kekam Herpatam Asher Herpucha Adonai V'anachnu Amcha Atzon Maritecha Nodelecha Leolam Lador Vador Nesaper Tehilatecha. Page 6. Zechor Adonai Yohei Wahei Adanu Yo Yohei Dawanu Hei Yo Mehaya Lanub Habita Ureyed Harpatenu Nachalatenu Nechevka Lezarim Latenu Linachrim Yitomim Hayinu Ve'en avimotenu ke'almanot Me'menu bekesef shatinu Eitzinu bimchir yavou Al tzivarenu nir dafnu yeganu Ve'lohunach lanu Metzrayim natanu yad asur Ashur lisboa lahem avoteinu Ad uveinam v'anachnu avanoteinu tehem Savalnu avadim mashlu anu bore Ein miyadam Benafshenu navio lakmenu mipne herev hamidbar orenu ketanur nikbaru mifne zalapot rav nashi batzion inu betulot are yeduta harim bayadam Neilu v'penei zekenim Lo nechedaru b'churim Techon nasau Unarim v'echashalu Zekenim v'sha'ar shavatu B'churim min ginatam Dabat neshosh libenu nebach le'evel mecholenu Nafla teret roshenu ona lanu ki hatanu Al zehaya davel benu alele hashku enenu Al har tzion Om Sheshamem Shualim Til Kublo Ata Adonayo Hewahe Adanuyo. Yo Ahe Dawanue Yo Leolam Teshev Kisaha Lador Vator Lama La Netzach Tishkahe Kazvenu Leore Yamim Hashibein Adonayo Ewahe Adanuyo Yo Ahe Dawanue Yo Elecha Venashuba Kadeshamenu Kekedem Ki Imeos Meastanu Katsavta Aleinu Admeod Ashivenu Adonayo Hewahe Adanu Yo Yo Ahedawanu Heyo Elecha Venashuba Kadeshamenu Kekedem Habet Mishamayim Uremiz Ukachecha Vetifartecha Ayekinatcha Ugurotecha Amon Mecha Veracha Mecha Elai Hitapaku Ki Ata Avinu Ki Abraham Lo Yadanu Vayisrael Lo Yakiranu Ata Adonai Yohewahe Adanu Yo Yohahe Dawanu Heyo Avinu Goalenu Meolam Shemecha Lama Titenu Adonai Yohewahe Adanu Yo Yohahe Dawanu Heyo Mirakecha Takshia Libenu Miyaracha Shulema'an Avadecha Shivte Nachbalatecha Lemitzar Yarshu Amkatshecha Tzarenu Bosu Mikdashecha Viata Adonai Yohewahe Adanu Yo Yohahe Dawanu Heyo Avinu Ata Anachnu Achomed Beata Yotzreinu Umaase Yadcha Kulanu Al Tiksof Adonai Yohewahe Adanu Yo Yohahe Dawanu Heyo Ad meod ve'ala ad tizkor awon Ein hebet na amcha Kulanu are kachecha Ayu midbar tzion midbar Hayata Yerushalayim Gemama beit kachenu V'tifartenu asher hiluka Avotenu hayal Yisrevat Esh v'kal machamadeinu Hayal harba ha'al ele Titafak Adonai Yohewahe Adanu yo Yohahe Dawanu heyo Beheshe ut enenu Al meod heate elo chai aznecha Ushma pakach enecha ure shomemotenu behayir Asher nikra shimcha alecha Ki lo al tzidkotenu Anachnu mapilim Tachanu neinu lifanecha Ki al rachamecha Harabim Adonai, Shema Adonai, Selacha Adonai, Akshiva, Vaseh Al Te'achar Lema'ancha, Elohai Kishimka Nikra Al Ircha, V'Alamecha. Eat nari me'afar kumi shevi Yerushalayim, eat pachi musrei tavarech, shevi yabatzion ahomotayich, Yerushalayim ifkati, shomrim kol hayom v'kol halayla tamid, Lo yecheshu amaskirim et Adonai yohe wahe adanu yo yo wahe da wandu leyo al damei lachem vial tidnu tamilo ad yakonen viad yashim et Yerushalayim Tehila ba'aretz, nishba Adonai yohe wahe adanu yo, yohe dawanu heyo, bimino vizroa, uzo im tatenet deganech, od ma'akal leo vayich bimishtu. B'nei nekar t'roshech asher yegat bo ki me'az pav yokluhu v'hilelu ed Adonai yohe wahe adanu yo yohe dawane yo kabitzav yishtuhu v'chatzrot kadshi Atata kum, terachem tzion, ki et lehenena, ki vamoet ki ratzu, avadecha et avadecha, ve et apara, yehoneinu, bone Yerushalayim. Adonai yohe wahe adanu yo, yohe da wanu heyo, nidhe Yisrael yikanes. That's the end of our class. We will have a class at 3 o'clock West Coast time, continuing our study of the advanced reincarnation. Tomorrow we have 3 classes, one at 11 o'clock West Coast time, which continues our study of the Hebrew calendar. And our 4:30 class will continue our deeper Zohar studies. And 7 o'clock we will continue with the study of the Ari's essays. Does anyone have any questions?
No questions. Thank you.
Thank you. You all have a good week. Shavuot Tov.
Shavuot Tov.
Shalom Gadol.
Shalom. Thank you.
Thank you all.